The unthinkable has happened and you've been diagnosed with cancer. So, what happens next? This is just one of the questions answered in Robert Buckman's book, Cancer is a Word, Not a Sentence.
Well, most people are absolutely sent reeling by the diagnosis if it has the word cancer in it. And most people actually think that, you know, in their hearts, they think if you're diagnosed on Tuesday, you'll be dead by Friday. And it's absolutely not that case. Where I asked hundreds of people, you know, how many people do you think will never be troubled after a diagnosis of cancer for the rest of their lives? And most people don't realize it's over 50%. Anything that has the word cancer in the diagnosis, it sends people reeling. And that's why I wrote this book. I've been a cancer physician for 30 years. And this sense of, it can't be happening to me. Oh my God, what did I do now? I'll be dead by the end of the week. And I wrote the book in order deliberately to persuade them correctly that it is just a word. And you've got to see past the word to your own actual situation. For example, if you have a small cancer of the breast, and if, as in many cases, it hasn't spread to the lymph nodes, you really haven't got very much to worry about. You know, your risk of actually dying of that may be as little as 10%. Now, 10% sounds a lot when I talk about it like that, but on the other hand, if you have serious heart disease, which people aren't sent reeling by, your chance of dying of that heart disease is actually much higher. So that's why I wrote the book, to help people adjust to their own particular risks. And it's a sort of hand-holding book that helps the newly diagnosed patient and the family sort of get a grip on a very frightening situation.
So I guess the first thing then is to sort of get your head around the fact that this is not as bad as you think it is.
Absolutely.
And then what do you do?
Then you have to really understand how the system works in terms of diagnosis, staging, treatment and follow-up. And that's what the book does. It logically explains why the tests are being done, what treatment options are going to be based on those staging tests, what the treatment options are, and why, for example, one person with cancer of the breast, the doctors might say, oh, we just need to cut the lump out and give you some radiotherapy and maybe some hormone tablets. And somebody else, they might say, well, actually, in your particular case, we would recommend removal of a larger part of the breast and some chemotherapy. And it explains that those two approaches equally may be perfect for those particular situations, even though apparently the diagnosis is the same and the staging may be completely different. So it shows you how to get past the simple cancer of the breast even, and on to understanding treatment options and understanding follow-up. And I give you techniques to help you survive between doctors' visits, as it were, not to get so incredibly nervous, as most people do, the night before and the day of your follow-up visit.
Those are kind of the practicalities then. So it's go and see your doctor to decide what's going to happen next, what the kind of treatment is. What about what's happening to you physically? What is going on?
Well, actually, again, that depends very much on what kind of the cancer it is. And this is the point that I want to make, and I want to shout this from the rooftops. Cancer is not a disease. I must make that clear, that there is no such disease as cancer. Just like this, there's no such disease as infection. Infection can be a cold in the nose, or it could be Ebola virus or SARS or something. You know, obviously, infection is a process shared by, you know, whatever it is, 12,000 different diseases. And cancer is a process shared by more than 200 different diseases. Cancer of the breast has absolutely nothing in common with cancer of the lung, basically. And so therefore, what is going on with you physically depends on which of the 200 or more cancers you have and what is being planned for you. Hence, you need to understand how you're navigating the system. What is happening to you now? Why, if, for example, you have, I happen to be a breast cancer physician, so all my examples are breast cancer. But if you have breast cancer, it might be that your doctor says we must have a bone scan or something like that. Why that's actually worth doing? Why what's physically coming up might be important?
That's Robert Buckman. His book, Cancer is a Word, Not a Sentence, is published by Collins.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth, and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.